This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Addressing a joint meeting of Congress Wednesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says U.S. support is critical to ensuring dictatorships like Russia cannot simply impose their will on other nations.
Our two nations are allies in this battle. And next year will be a turning point. I know it, the point when Ukrainian courage and American resolve must guarantee the future of our common freedom, the freedom of people who stand for their values.
Zelensky also thanked the U.S. for its military equipment and its financial support. Earlier Wednesday, President Joe Biden welcomed Zelensky to the White House, his first known visit outside Ukraine since Russia launched its invasion of the country in February. The trip comes as U.S. lawmakers are debating $45 billion more in emergency aid to Ukraine, which would bring the total American wartime assistance to more than $100 billion. Thousands of ambulance workers in Britain are staging a 24-hour strike with unions and the government swapping accusations of blame for putting lives at risk. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The government's telling people not to play contact sports, take unnecessary car trips, or get drunk in order to reduce their risk of needing an ambulance. Unions have pledged to respond to life-threatening calls, but officials say they can't guarantee everyone who needs an ambulance will get one. Healthcare staff are seeking big raises in the face of decades-high inflation, but the government's refusing to budge, saying double-digit public sector raises will drive inflation even higher. Charles de Ledesma, London.
And the Gambian government said a military coup attempt was disrupted and four soldiers arrested for allegedly plotting to overthrow President Adamo Barrow's administration. This is VOA News. Germany's BioNTech said on Wednesday it has completed construction of its first vaccine factory made from shipping containers called BioNTrainers being sent to Africa. The COVID-19 vaccine maker said the BioNTrainer is expected to arrive in Kigali, Rwanda in the first quarter of next year. BioNTech said the facility at Kigali, will house the first BioNTrainer, which is expected to become part of a wider supply of networks spanning several African nations that will have access to the mRNA-based vaccine. The World Health Organization is concerned about reports of severe coronavirus cases in China. We get more on that story from the AP's Ed Donahue.
China recently largely abandoned its zero COVID policy.
There are many anecdotal reports around pressure on the health system, infectious disease clinics filling up, emergency rooms filling up.
WHO Emergencies Chief Dr. Michael Ryan says they need more information about the severity of the virus there. China is behind other countries on vaccinations.
In such a large population with so many people in a vulnerable setting, with that coverage, we really have to focus on vaccination.
Ryan calls vaccination the exit strategy. There are fears the spread in China could set off new virus variants. I'm Ed Donahue.
Dina Boluarte, president of Peru, reshuffled the cabinet Wednesday and reasserted her intention to lead a transition government for a general election. She named Alberto Otaola as the new prime minister after previously holding the Ministry of Defense position. The new appointments take place after 2 weeks of protests that demanded Boluarte and the Congress to resign and lift charges pressed against former President Pedro Castillo, who was arrested after attempting to dissolve Congress earlier this month. Former FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried will likely appear before a U.S. judge on Thursday. Bahamian authorities say they extradited Bankman-Fried Wednesday to the U.S., where he faces criminal charges related to the collapse of the cryptocurrency exchange. Bahamas Attorney General's office said Bankman-Fried waived his right to challenge that extradition. And designated Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has successfully formed a new coalition to govern Israel ahead of Wednesday's midnight deadline. Netanyahu says he expects to wrap up power-sharing deals with his partners by next week. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting VOA News.